Chapter 8, Mother's Day.
Mother's Day. It's May. You said you would court her by February. He's making quite a name for herself. Holiday. Soon the calendar man will be forgotten.
I know what we said. The serial killer the newspapers call Holiday is still at large. Murders that coincide with holidays bring me back to Arkham Asylum, the court's alternative to Gotham Penitentiary. Men and women are sent here to free them from the madness which supposedly caused them to break the law. Like Julian Day, institutionalized for committing crimes that coincide with dates on the calendar. Why? Why didn't she kill on April Fool's Day? We found
22 bullets in an outline around the Riddler. Perhaps he thought to take the date seriously. April Fool's, no killing today.
What do you know about Harvey Dent, the district attorney? He put you here, didn't he?
I know that he's a Gemini. He has a birthday coming up soon. Why do you ask?
You know, don't you?
Let me out. Let me out and I'll stop the killing. It's Mother's Day. Every son has a mother. Even you. Do you want blood on your hands on this day?
Tell me what you know.
Batman! Help! Escape level H!
The terror in the guard's voice. Only one man could be responsible.
Happy Mother's Day.
He's gone.
His mother came to visit.
I find his cell empty, with only one thing remaining. Straw. Jonathan Crane strangled his mother years ago. On Mother's Day. Someone else had a hand in this. Someone else brought him the straw. Unleashing the Scarecrow. Jonathan Crane, psychologist turned psychopath. I find him on horseback. He preys on the innocent and instills them with fear. Not in my city. Not on this day. You didn't think you could get away, did you? Who helped you? Who set this up? Give me a name or I'll... No. A ruse. A dummy made of straw. And within, chemical toxins. Scarecrow's tools. Cover up. Don't breathe. Gone. Wayne Manor. My father's house.
At the risk of sounding redundant, Captain Gordon, Mr. Wayne is not at home.
Mr. Pennyworth, you must know, I don't want to be here. Certainly not under these circumstances.
Is it not possible that this is some sort of terrible mistake? Master Wayne has no connection to this Falcone person.
Then only by cooperation can we clear the whole thing up, Alfred.
I understand what you are saying, Captain. But Master Bruce, he was very devoted to his mother. Surely you can imagine the private nature of what today must mean for him.
Gotham River Bridge.
A name.
Ah! Goes by Gunsmith. Says that once a month he makes a custom 22 pistol.
Sophia Falcone Gigante. Carmine the Roman Falcone's daughter. Gotham City's untouchable crime lord.
An address. An address and I'll let you go.
Chinatown. Chunks. Tea house. Please, let me go.
Okay.
What? No! Ah!
By the time she gets there, it's too late. Holiday got there first. The gunsmith dies, and Sophia finds a Mother's Day basket of flowers by the body.
Damn it!
Crime Alley. Pearls. I asked her to wear pearls on that night. She told me that pearls were only for a special night. We were only going to the movies. Couldn't we make it special, Mother?
Mr. Wayne. Bruce.
What do you want?
He wants the pearls. Run, Mother. Run.
Hold your fire.
He'll never catch us. Cover up. Don't breathe.
Bruce! Running will only make things worse.
We made it, Mother. We got away. We made it.
This is Gordon. We've tracked Bruce Wayne to the Gotham Cemetery. All of you that are with me, we take this slow. No shots fired, unless I give the command.
The hell is he doing? He's just hugging that gravestone.
Bruce.
He wanted the pearls.
Batman, The Long Halloween, Chapter 8, Mother's Day. Starring Omri Rose as Batman and Bruce Wayne. Rex Anderson as Captain James Gordon. Thaddeus Gilmer as the Calendar Man. Tyree Peterside as Sophia Giunte. Stephen Chesterton as Alfred. Mr. John as the Guards. With other voices by Carl Dutton. Music by Declan Gilgallon. Written by Jeff Loeb, adapted by Goldutton. Batman and all characters therein are copyright of DC Entertainment. This is a fan-produced production with no affiliation. Please help support this show by rating and reviewing us on iTunes and going to rivalcastmedia.com for more.